105 on the Bounce Detroit's throwback hip hop and R&B. It is the all new morning bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon. Renee, good morning.
Good morning. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. How about you?
I feel good.
Yeah, happy Friday Eve.
Yes. Yeah. This is exciting. It's so close. I could taste it.
Every time. How is work on the house going?
I did some sanding yesterday, played it safe from the day before. So it's moving along.
That means you didn't hurt yourself.
I did not hurt myself. But I did have a very Shannon-type morning this morning.
Okay, how'd that go?
It took me about 15 minutes of roaming around my house to find my keys. Uh-huh. I do this all the time. And you know where they were?
Where were they?
They were in the front pocket of my shirt.
Goodness.
Put it in the front pocket of my shirt. Spent 15 minutes walking around and they were already on me.
So. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's typical for me. I told you that. How about you?
Not bad. I took a nap. That's like a couple naps this week, which is fine. Mm-hmm. And did some cooking. Like I've gotten really good at cooking a lot of things and freezing them.
Yes, so that whenever, prepping.
Yeah, so I made some stuff yesterday and got a little bit of work done, and then here I am.
Awesome.
It's about what my weekdays are. It's just like napping and cooking and cleaning and working.
Nothing That's extraordinary.
It. That's it.
Stick around, guys. It's going to be a good show. It's the Morning Bounce.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee. And today is a huge day.
Yes, we're kicking off the Big Top Toy Drop at Macomb Mall.
That is right. I'm so excited. It came really quickly.
It absolutely did. It's going to kick off with Bab. She's going to be live in person, broadcasting from the mall. So make sure you go and take a toy to her.
Yes. And then Jason. Still, we'll follow her from 3 to 7, so we'll be there from 10 to 7, benefiting the Pure Heart Foundation. So here's what we're doing. We want you to bring a toy to us at the mall. We're going to donate it to the Pure Heart Foundation. They will get it to less fortunate children in the area so that they have something to open up on Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't need to be the it toy. It doesn't need to be the most popular toy. It just needs to be something that they can open up and be excited about on Christmas morning. So if you're able to help out, we would love to see you. We're also taking cash donations, and the Detroit Lions and Northwestern Mutual will be matching any cash donations that we get, which is awesome.
That's awesome. I think it was like up to $100,000 or something, right?
Yeah, with the Lions for sure. So, there'll be many ways for you to help out. If you can't make it to the mall, I still will come and pick up your toy and deliver it for you if you need, because we will be out there Saturday from 10 until 2.
Yeah, and I checked out some of the stores that are in the area. There's like a Hobby Lobby, and I know they have like a really good sales all the time, but they have like little kits, you know, like art stuff and stuff like that. I mean, they're super cheap. So if you have the opportunity, come out there. There's stores in the area you can buy something from as well.
You know where to get the stuff.
I know, right?
Just bring it to the Macomb Mall. How's the weather looking today, Shannon?
Oh, it's going to be a little bit cloudy. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. And we should be getting a mix of rain and snow tomorrow.
Oh, fun. My friends get here, so they'll enjoy that, I'm sure.
But luckily, that will be like in the evening, so we won't have to deal with it unless you're on the... Oh, you're going to be on the road with your friends.
We're not going to have to deal with it.
You do.
For the fact that your friends are going to be here and you're going to have to take them around to do stuff. Got it. Got
okay.
it. Selfish.
It's the Morning Bounce.
You're listening to the all new Morning Bounce.
Get up.
Get up.
I love that morning show on 105.1 The Bounce.
Don't hurt yourself over there, Shannon.
I guess a lingering cough from when I was sick last week.
I was talking about you trying to drop it like it's hot in your chair.
Don't break a hip, old lady. Is that what you're saying?
No, I just said don't hurt yourself.
I'm just kidding.
That's it. It's 105 on the Bounce. Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, Shannon, Renee, and Shannon Scoop's on the way.
Yeah, if you're a Cardi B fan like me and you're waiting on new music, you may have to wait a little bit longer.
Oh, no.
I'll have all those details coming up at 6:55.
This is the all-new Morning Bounce. Some old school throwbacks on 105.1 The Bounce.
Yo, what's the scoop?
It's time for Shannon's Scoop on the Morning Bounce.
I'm Shannon Renee, and here's your scoop. Well, I love the holiday season because, you know, people tend to give and help out, you know, where they can't in other areas of the year. Well, Focus Hope is looking for volunteers for their annual senior holiday food delivery program.
Okay.
They need to deliver food boxes to over 1,400 seniors. They're looking for 400 volunteers. And if you're interested in volunteering, your company is, you can call them at 313-494-4270 or visit their website. website at focushope.edu.
That is dope. I love to see people helping people, and it sounds like the city of Detroit does a lot of that. So shout out to you.
Absolutely, and especially for our seniors, right? They don't get out of the house. They probably don't have, and a lot of them don't have people visiting for the holidays. So if you have time, please dedicate some time to Focus Hope. They're in need.
Yes.
Well, Cardi B, I'm a fan. I know she has tons of fans, obviously. We've all been waiting on new music like everyone else. In a recent interview, she talked about what the holdup is about.
I used to love to make music, but now making music to me has become like a job that gives me anxiety. Everybody just critique everything that I do. That is just like, you know, sometimes you just don't want to do something that may give you that much anxiety. So I just be like freezing myself.
I definitely get it. Social media has definitely made this like 10 times worse, right? Like how often before could you tell your entertainer that you didn't like something in the music?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like the social media has made everybody think that their voice is equal. And it's like sometimes you just need to shut up.
Yeah. Just enjoy the music.
Or not. Or shut up.
Yeah, right. Well, Ludacris has teamed up with Mercedes as part of their Season to Shine program. They gave nearly 1,300 pairs of shoes to students at a couple of academies and elementary schools in Atlanta. You know, they say families often have to choose between rent and food and shoes. So, you know, it's unfortunate that kids are, they are judged on shoes. Mm-hmm. So they were able to help out in this area. So
that's the
season for giving.
That's the big Luda guy over here. I hope he continues to make music one day because I used to love his music back in the day. But he seems like a really good person.
Absolutely. I'm Shannon Renee, and that's your Scoop brought to you by Mrs. T's Pierogies. Mrs. T's Pierogies are stuffed with creamy whipped potatoes and the perfect blend of cheese, all wrapped in tender pasta, bursting with mouth-buttering savory flavor. It's like Mrs. T's little happiness inside each pierogi just for you. Get yours today.
Craziest phone checks in the D.
Hello, who's calling?
It's another Clarissa Jenkins phone check. Now on 105.1 The Bounce.
Hello?
Hi, this is Sherry Evans from looking to speak to please.
This is she.
Calling about the ceiling fan. Quick little problem here. The maintenance man said that he was in the unit and saw that somebody was trying to put a fan in. It looked like there was fan installation happening.
Yes, I was going to try to do it myself.
Okay, we can't do that, though.
Why? Why is that an issue?
Well, are you a ceiling fan expert?
No.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, we can put a ceiling fan in for you, but it's going to run you about
$150. What do you mean, like, when I move out?
No, to put the fan in, we have to charge you for that.
Yeah. Well, see, like, that was kind of like the issue. First of all, I wasn't aware moving in that I wasn't going to have a ceiling fan.
Well, you didn't check out the unit before you moved in?
I think I did, but I didn't pay attention. I think I saw my roommate's room and just saw that there was a ceiling fan. How much is the charge?
It's $150.
Just to put a ceiling fan in?
That's right, MC Frugal.
That's just a lot of money. I mean, that's why my mom actually had one in her basement,
I don't care.
So I took it from home.
I don't care. About your mama?
Excuse me?
I mean, I don't need to hear stories about your mama.
You're talking to me so rudely right now.
Well, it's because I'm dealing with a lot of GED tenants today who are all causing problems, and, you know.
Okay, well, I'm not trying to cause any issues here. I'm just trying to understand, and I think you're being extremely rude to me.
Well, I'm just trying to make you aware of something that your mama failed to do. You know, when you get an apartment, you look at it, and you look at it up and down and see if there's flaws. You don't look at your phone, try to search for Pokemon, none of that, okay? You know, you got
to
look.
Honestly, I really don't want to talk to you right now if you're going to be this way. I will no longer try to install the ceiling fan myself.
Okay, well, how about this then?
I will come to the office and talk to someone else.
How about this? Why don't you call up Porter?
Porter is my roommate.
Yeah, why don't you call her right now and say, why did you just have me phone checked?
What? Oh, my God.
Boom! You just been phone checked.
The freshest and most popular phone checks in the D are on 105.1 The Bounce. 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 Laugh your butt off on demand with Clarissa Phone Checks at 105.1thebounce.com by clicking on the podcast tab.
I'm talking about you being phone checked, player.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee. Shannon, you're getting some work done on your house, right?
Yeah, I was getting some work done the other day, and the contractor, I think, was doing something inappropriate in our house. I think there's some, you know, level of decorum when you hire somebody.
You think so?
Yeah, so we'll get into that right around 7:20.
Sounds good.
It's a Morning Bounce.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me and Gene and Shannon Renee. Shannon's getting her house Christmas ready, huh?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of construction and things. And let me, before I tell the story, my fiance is a contractor.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, diss the trades. They do very, very hard work. Mm-hmm. But there is contractor etiquette, right?
Yes. You're not talking about him either.
I'm not talking about him. He knows the rules. And trust me, when they're broken by other contractors, yeah, he puts them in check.
Okay.
So we had some people working on the house the other day. And a great guy. They did awesome work.
Yeah.
But as I'm like in the living room, I can smell cigarette smoke.
Ooh.
And he's like smoking where he's working, mm-hmm, and it's coming throughout the entire house. I mean, even the kids could notice it and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know that something, I mean, even when you go out there and talk to him, he didn't break from that cigarette.
Oh,
you know
really?
What I mean? No, no. And
that.
I'm like, this is not okay. I mean, that's just not okay with me. But that pales in comparison to this post from my girlfriend that she posted on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
They had recently bought appliances. Obviously, a lot of the big companies, they contract out the work to do the delivery. The delivery guys came to her house. They both smoked some greenery in the driveway before they came in the house.
Okay.
Stumbling in the house. One of them goes straight to the bathroom, doesn't even ask for permission.
Wow.
Uses the restroom. And then one of them ends up falling asleep on their son's weight bench.
Excuse me?
Yes. It's craziness.
Wow.
She was like, you know, the company that they bought them from is refusing to do anything. The delivery company won't even respond back to their messages and everything. I'm like, this is craziness.
Wow.
And I've heard a ton of contractor stories, so I know there's got to be more out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if this has happened to you, Detroit, we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 248-544-1051. You can also text.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me and Gene and Shannon Renee. Shannon's having some work done at her house, and when you invite people into your house, anything can happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some contractor etiquette, right?
Yes.
And my fiance's a contractor himself, so I know this to be true.
Yes.
But they were working on her house, did great work and everything, but the guy was, like, smoking.
Ooh.
Anyways, he was smoking and you could like smell it throughout the entire house. I mean, even the kids could smell it upstairs. And you go outside and talk to him, he wouldn't even drop, you know, or put it away or anything. So, and then I saw a post from my girlfriend who had a couple contractors delivering appliances who were smoking some greenery before they came in the door in the driveway and then also fell asleep on the job on one of her kids' weights bench. So
that's nuts.
It's crazy. Yeah. So we were asking you, has this ever happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
And we got a couple text messages.
Yeah.
One said he went on his lunch break and came back intoxicated, couldn't finish the work. The other one said they used the restroom, which let me just stop right here and say, I think that contractor should be able to use your restroom,
obviously,
but with permission, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't tear it up and leave stuff behind. Apparently, this guy clogged the toilet and left it for his mom to clean up.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Has this happened to you?
Yeah, if it's happened to you, 248-544-1051 is the number. I had one time, I was moving from one apartment to another one, which was right across the hall, and they needed to paint, but my internet had already gotten switched over, so the internet people were like, hey, you got to bring the TV over to make sure that everything works.
Mm-hmm.
Brought the TV, I left it in the new apartment, came home from work where the painters were all day, and my TV was gone. It was gone.
They stole it.
They stole the TV. And when I called the company, like the guy who owns it was like, what brand of TV was it? And I'm like, how many TVs have these guys stolen from other people? He's like, no. He wound up replacing it, but still.
It's craziness.
Right?
Well, if you've had a crazy contractor story, give us a call or shoot us a text. 248-544-1051.
It's the Morning Bounce. 105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Money Bounce with me and Gene and Shannon Renee. Shannon had some inconsiderate contractors in her house the other day.
Yeah, he was smoking cigarettes, and I could smell it throughout the entire house.
Gross.
He could smell it upstairs, everything, and he didn't even put it down when you go to talk to him.
Not as bad as the painters that stole my TV.
See? And I guess this happens more often than you think, because we got a text from Jamila.
Okay.
She said she had some work being done on her basement, and they stole the appliances that were in there.
What?
And they had to actually ended up paying, the company paid her, reimbursed her for those appliances.
All of them?
Yeah, it's craziness. And then we also got a text from Andrea, and she said that she was having a shed, you know, put up, and they stole all of her deceased cousin's craft tools.
Wow.
It's insanity.
That is crazy. Like, wow.
Just contractor etiquette, right?
Yeah, I mean, you would think that just regular etiquette says don't steal things,
Right. I know, right?
Especially when you're in somebody's house. You know what I mean?
Yes. So we're going to continue this discussion over on our socials at 105.1 The Bounce.
Miami Beach sounds like somewhere that I would like to be. What about you, Shannon?
Absolutely. It's my second home. I need to get back.
Unfortunately, we can't go, but you can because a little bit after 8 o'clock, we're getting you qualified for the Florida First Friday Flyaway. I wish you could see Shannon's jealous face right
I'm
now.
I'm pouting.
It's the morning, the only morning bounce on 105 on the bounce. And I know that we were supposed to move this conversation in the socials, but we got some good texts.
Yeah, we got some good texts about contractor horror stories. Because, you know, the guy was smoking in my house the other day, and I could smell it everywhere.
Gross.
We got a couple texts. One from Kayla. She said that her aunt and uncle have to open their pool every year.
Uh-huh.
So they hired the same company. Well, one guy spent an hour in the bathroom. And when they went back into the bathroom, it smelled so bad because the guy left his dirty drawers in their trash can.
No!
Yes.
What goes through someone's head to make them think that that's an okay thing to do? Like, even in your own house.
Right. I mean, this isn't like a gas station. Like, they're not going to be able to track back who is in there. You're working at their house. They know.
And he probably was still there. Like, he probably was outside working when they found they found him, right? Like,
yeah, it's crazy. We got another text that the contractor plugged their ankle monitor tether into the wall. And when they asked what it was, they said, it just keeps me out of jail.
Wow. Hey, at least that person was trying to stay out of jail.
Right.
Can't be mad at them.
And work.
and work, which is probably something that's going to help you stay out of jail. So I can't be mad at that one.
Well, if you want to chime in, it is posted up on our socials at 105 on the Bounce.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee.
Let's see who we're qualifying for this trip to Florida. Hey, Sandra, what are you doing?
I'm at work.
Oh, where do you work at?
Downtown.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations, you're caller 10.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome.
You just qualified for the Florida Friday Flyaway grand prize of a two-night stay at the Beacon South Beach Hotel, a sightseeing tour of Miami, a ride aboard the thriller Miami Speedboat Adventures, round-trip travel, and a rental car to get you around, all courtesy of Visit Florida. For an extra chance to qualify, visit 105onthebounce.com.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Go ahead and let everybody know who you bounce with on the job.
105.1 The Bounce.
And if you are trying to get hooked up with some free money, take a vacation on your own, we got you.
Yeah, we got $50 in Michigan lottery tickets. You could win up to $300,000. Ooh. That's a couple trip.
I'd say more than a couple.
We've got it all coming up with Big Fat Liar right around 8:20.
You liar!
Liar! Liar!
They're all liars.
Everybody knows he's a liar.
You're lying.
You are
gone. It's time for Big Fat Liar on 105.1 The Bounce. It is the all-new morning bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee. And if you've never heard it before, it's super easy.
We're each going to tell a story. One of us is telling the truth and one of us is lying. And if you figure that out, you'll walk away with $50 in cashing through the snow holiday instant tickets from the Michigan Lottery, where you could win up to $300,000.
Amazing.
I know. You going to go first there, Shannon?
I'll go first. All right, cool. So as everybody knows, I moved here to Detroit about a month and a half ago, mid-October. And the first thing that I did was I got to go on stage at the Millennium Tour at Little Caesars Arena, which was super cool. So, you know, it was like day 26 and Lloyd was there and all these really big artists from back in the day. And we got to hang out like on the side of the stage. Uh-huh. So we're hanging out and all you hear, everybody's like, clear out, like Lloyd's about to come through. And Lloyd, everybody else came from backstage. Uh-huh. Lloyd came from the crowd.
Oh.
And some chick that was, like, right above where we were, like, jumped down and tried to, like, grope him. I don't know what the hell she was doing. Obviously, security got her because they were escorting him to the stage. But, yeah, she, like, jumped off the damn thing to try to get at Lloyd.
And, well, I don't blame her. I love Lloyd. He's not so like that. Small. I know, but he's such a great guy.
They're all so small.
I do like
Side note. Go ahead.
Well, as you know, or maybe you don't, I used to run shows at a casino here. Mm-hmm. And I had a really old rock band on stage. I can't even remember which band it was. Mm-hmm. But they were old. Yeah. Like, even before my time, okay? And they leave the stage after the show. They're hanging out in the dressing room. And as we're unloading the house, you know, everyone's leaving. Mm-hmm. Some crazy girl, like in her early 20s, mm-hmm. jumps the stage, runs backstage, mm-hmm. throws herself on the floor in front of the dressing rooms, refusing to leave. But then she starts talking, you know, a little... I don't want to say crazy, but mm-hmm. she was. And I could see that she was having a mental health crisis.
Yeah.
So the guy, like the singer, keeps opening the door like, can you get her out of here? And like, I'm treating her with, you know, gloves because I don't want like to get forceful with her when she's having this situation. Mm-hmm. So security ends up coming. The police end up coming. They handcuff her. Well, security handcuffs her and is waiting for police to come.
Okay.
And she just starts scooting down the hallway, the banquet hallway on her behind. Like, just going. I'm like, you got to go get her. So anyways, the police ended up coming. They arrested her, and she ended up going to a mental facility for help. Yeah. So her mom was just like, I don't know what's going. Literally, that's how she talked. I don't know what's going on.
You sound like the mom from Mad TV.
Yes, that's exactly what she sounded like.
248-544-1051 is the number. Who do you think is telling the truth, and who do you think is a big
fat liar?
Hit us up.
Liars.
Everybody knows he's a liar.
You're lying.
Liar! You are lying.
We're doing Big Fat Liar on 105 on the Bounce. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me and Gene and Shannon Renee.
Nene, you heard our stories, right?
I did. I heard both of them.
I used to run some concerts, and a girl jumped the stage to try and get at the artist, and I ended up having to have her arrested.
And I was at the Millennium Tour when I first moved here at Little Caesars, and someone jumped the barricade and tried to get at Lloyd while he was coming through the crowd to go on stage. Nene, who do you think is telling the truth, and who do you think is a big fat liar?
Shannon Renee is a big fat liar.
You were wrong, Nene. Shannon was telling the truth.
That really happened.
Yeah.
First of all, it was like bizarre enough that this young 20, like early 20s girl is like freaking out over a band members who are like 80 years old.
Yeah.
But seriously, I felt bad because, you know, it really became clear that she was having some sort of mental health breakdown. Mm-hmm. And like, and you know, I had to do the proper thing. But they were like, can't get her out of here because they were afraid she was going to do something.
Yes. Oh, my God. No.
Guess what, girl?
Yes.
We like to make winners around here, so you still get these tickets.
Okay, thank you, God, because I was just almost went the wrong way on the freeway. And
no. Well, please be safe out there in the streets, girl.
Yes, I'm trying.
Listen, you just scored $50 in Cashing Through the Snow holiday instant tickets from the Michigan Lottery, where you could win up to $300,000 instantly, plus a chance to win up to 15 times on each ticket. Light up the season with the Michigan Lottery holiday instant tickets.
Yes. Thank you so much, you guys.
You are very welcome. Nene, go ahead and let everybody know who you're bouncing with this morning.
105
on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with me and Gene and Shannon Renee, and the Big Top Toy Drop kicks off in a little bit over an hour.
I know, it's exciting with Babs.
Yes, with Babs. I'm so excited.
She's going to be out at the Macomb Mall. Mm-hmm. She's kicking it off today. It's going to be out. We're going to be out there Thursday through Saturday. Mm-hmm. So if you can grab a toy and can afford to donate this year, please do so.
Yes.
We want to put a smile on every kid's, face this holiday season.
That's right. And as we've been saying, you do not need the it toy of the season. We just want to have toys that these kids can open up on Christmas morning to have something, to feel special, mm-hmm. and to feel good. That's what it's all about. It's people helping people, and it is benefiting the Pure Heart Foundation. Mm-hmm. Apparently, we'll be taking cash donations as well. All toys and cash donations are going there. Northwestern Tech mm-hmm. is going to be matching all cash donations. And the Detroit Lions are also matching cash donations as well. So if you're not able to make it to the mall, you can make a cash donation. I think Shannon and I are going to go to a toy store and buy some toys.
It's so awesome.
So exciting. Maybe you can help give us some suggestions on toys that the kids as well. But yeah, we're really excited. We're going to be at the Macomb Mall. If you do have a toy that you bought, shoot us a text at 248-544-1051. I'll come pick it up because we will be there on Saturday morning from 10 to 2. And I will deliver it for you.
I love that so much.
Yeah. Hey, we gotta get these kids taken care of.
Such a great guy.
Shannon Scoop's on the way.
Yeah, we have breaking news in the Brittany Griner case. Mm-hmm. Have all those details coming up right around 8:55.
Yo, what's the scoop?
It's time for Shannon's Scoop on the Morning Bounce.
I'm Shannon Renee, and here's your scoop. Well, WNBA player Brittany Griner, you know, she was arrested in February for possession of marijuana and was sentenced to 9 years in prison there. She has been officially released from a Russian prison in a prisoner swap for convicted arms dealer who has been serving 25 years here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say, I just watched a press conference. Yeah. It didn't say, like, when they expected her, not that I heard, when they expected she'll be back on U.S. soil, but that day is coming.
Yes, very soon. Very soon. Interesting. I mean, glad that she's out. It's interesting that they swapped her for the arms dealer. I think I heard something about the arms dealer had done most of his sentence, if not all of it. So I don't know. But I'm just glad that she'll be home because it sounded like she was not in a good good place over there.
Well, I definitely think what we're going to be hearing from her in plenty of interviews when she gets back, right? Mm-hmm. Well, if you plan on traveling I-75 this weekend, unfortunately, they're going to be closing it on your Southwest Detroit. They have to work on the Gordie Howe Bridge, the one that's being built right now.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be closed between Springwells and Clark Street. They say use 96 and 275 for the detour. It's going to be happening 9 p.m. Friday through Monday morning, which, you know, I mean, there isn't anything going on downtown this weekend that got to get to.
Nope, not a division game between the Lions and the Vikings. Or the Lakers are not. It's not like the Lakers are in town this weekend.
Such busy traffic. It's like right there where everybody has to go downtown. You think that they would have coordinated this better?
And both of those things are happening on Sunday, by the way. So
awesome. Yeah. Plan for that. Give yourself plenty of time.
Yes.
Well, if you're a Cardi B fan like me, I've been waiting on her new music like everyone else. Mm-hmm. Well, in a recent interview, she talked about what the holdup is about.
I used to love to make music, but now making music to me has become like a job that gets me anxiety. Everybody just critique everything that I do. That is just like, you know, sometimes you just don't want to do something that may give you that much anxiety. So I just be like freezing myself.
I get it.
Yeah, do you though?
No, I do.
I mean, when you want to be famous, that comes with the territory. And I know that people can be a word that I can't say on the air. But at the same time, like, that's kind of what you signed up for, and that's why you make millions of dollars, and that's why you have a really nice houses, and you can buy your husband an island or give him $100,000 or a new Bentley for his birthday. It comes with the territory is what I'm trying to say.
I get ya. I'm Shannon Renee. That's your scoop brought to you by Mrs. T's Pierogies. Mrs. T's Pierogies are stuffed with creamy whipped potatoes and the perfect blend of cheese, all wrapped in tender pasta, bursting with mouth-watering savory flavor. It's like Mrs. T's put a little happiness inside each pierogi just for you. Get yours today.
It's time for Can You Finish the Lyric on 105.1 The Bounce. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee. And if you've never done this before, it's super easy.
Yeah, we're going to give you a song, and where we leave off, you just have to pick it up.
Yes.
And Gene's going to show you how it's done.
What you got for me today, Shannon? What you got?
Can you do this All I Do Is Win?
Oh, of course. You know why?
Why?
Because all I do is win. Got her! All right, here we go.
Can't never count me out. Y'all better count me. Count me in. Make millions every year. The South champion. Cause all I do,
all I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got honey on my mind, I could never give it up. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
And they
stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there up, down, up, down, up, down. Cause all I do is win,
win,
win, win. And if you're going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Hey!
Were you like me? I used to think he used to say, and they stay there. And
yes, remember he came out?
Yeah!
He clarified all that.
And they say yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was, and they stay there two times.
Right.
Whatever. Anyway, if you want these Cirque du Soleil tickets, do you think that you can handle this 702?
Who are you to call myself? Oh, I wish you well.
All right, I know you got this, Detroit. If you think you can finish the lyric, give us a call. We're looking for caller 10 248-544-1051. Good luck.
All right, can you finish the lyrics on 105.1 The Bounce? It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me and Gene and Shannon Renee.
Hey, Candace, you think you can take on the 702?
Yes.
All right, let's see what you got, girl.
Who are want you to call myself. No, I want to wish you well. There's any girl that tried as well.
What my girl? From the front to back, and if you're feeling that, get him on one hand up and you repeat that.
Dang.
Try to take my man, girl, I don't need that. Don't play yourself, where my girl's at. From the front to back, and if you're feeling that,
hey.
Put one hand up and you repeat that. Try to take my man, see, I don't need that.
Let's see how you did, girl.
Who are you to call myself?
Dancing in the studio.
You killed that thing, girl.
Thank you. I play that song every day. So when I heard it, I was like, I got to try. And I said, I'm going to get through because it's my birthday.
Oh, hey. Happy birthday. We're glad to give you this birthday present.
Thank you.
You just scored a pair of tickets to the Twas the Night Before by Cirque du Soleil. It's an exhilarating spin on the beloved Christmas classic as only Cirque du Soleil could imagine. Really is an awesome show. This all happens next Thursday, the 15th at the Fox Theater. For tickets and show info, visit 313presents.com.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Now go ahead and let everybody know who you're bouncing with on your birthday.
105.1 The Bounce.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon, Renee. It's about that time.
Yeah, it's time for us to get out of here.
That is true, but it is also time for the start of the Big Top Toy Drop over at the Macomb Mall.
Yes, exciting. Babs is going to be over there starting her show at 10 o'clock, collecting toys for kids who are in need this holiday season, and we need your help.
That's true. We need you to just donate some toys to us at the mall. Again, it doesn't need to be the most popular toy. It doesn't need to be the toy that is number one on the list. Just get something so that these kids can open up for Christmas, to have something, under the tree. That's what we're trying to help them with this holiday season.
Yeah, Bab kicks it off today. We're going to be there through Saturday. You and I are going to be out there on Saturday,
yes,
starting at
10
a.m. broadcasting live. So come out and see us. We would love to meet all of you.
Yes, and on top of that, everything that we collect is going to go to the Pure Heart Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Cash donations are apparently a thing as well for some people who don't have time to buy the toy.
Right.
Northwestern Tech. Going to be matching cash donations as well as the Detroit Lions. So whatever you donate is going to go a long way.
Yeah, and then we're going to take that money and go buy toys, aren't we?
Yes.
That's the exciting part.
Send us some toy suggestions. 248-544-1051. If you've already bought a toy and you're not going to be able to make it to the mall, text that same phone number. I'll stop by, pick it up, and I'll bring it to the mall on a Saturday morning when I go there.
Such a good guy.
What you got
planned today?
Nap, work, usual.
Probably
not going to cook, but probably make breakfast.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten anything besides some cheese sticks. What about you?
That's all I've had for breakfast, too. Definitely going to go eat something first.
Yeah.
And then, the same per usual. Mm-hmm. Some construction work around the house.
Oh, boy, don't hurt yourself.
Well, I'm not. I have to paint the room today, prime it.
Okay.
But I'm trying to figure out a way I can actually get somebody to come over and do it.
Wow.
So that my fiance won't know that I didn't do it.
Are you kidding me?
No. I know I'm going to screw something up. Hurt myself, do something. We'll see if I can get somebody. If not, I got to paint.
All right, there you go.
Make sure you guys come back tomorrow. The party starts at 6 a.m. It's the Morning Bounce.
You're listening to the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee.
Wake up. The best in the morning.
On 105.1 The Bounce.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.